Domain, written by James Herbert and read by David Rintoul.
Time, 12:37. Day, Tuesday. Month, June. Year, the not-too-distant future. Place, London. 1. Advent. They scurried through the darkness, shadowy creatures living in permanent night. They had learned to become still, to be the darkness, when the huge monsters roared above and filled the tunnels with thunder, assaulting the black refuge, their cold, damp sanctuary, with rushing lights and deadly, crushing weight. They would cower as the ground beneath them shook, the walls around them trembled, and they would wait until the rushing thing had passed, not afraid, but necessarily wary, for it was an inveterate invader, but one which killed the careless. They had learned to keep within the confines of their underworld, to venture out only when their own comforting darkness was sistered with the darkness above, for they had a distant race memory of an enemy, a being whose purpose was to destroy them, a being who existed in the upper regions where there was vast, dazzling light, a place that could be explored safely only when the brilliance diminished and succumbed to concealing and pleasurable blackness. But even then the darkness was not absolute. Different kinds of individual lights pierced the night, yet these were feeble and created shadows that were veiling allies. They had learned to be timid in exploration, never moving far from their sanctum. They fed on night creatures like themselves, and often came upon food that was not warm, that did not struggle against the stinging caress of the creature's jaws. The taste was not as exciting as the moist and tepid moving flesh, but it filled their stomachs. It sustained them. Yet in this, too, they were cautious, never taking too much, never returning to the same source, for they possessed an innate cunning, born of something more than fear of their natural enemy. It was an evolution accelerated by something that had happened to their species many years before, an event that had changed their pattern of progression and made them alien even to those of their own nature. They had learned to keep to the depths, to keep themselves from the eyes of their enemy, to take food, but never enough to arouse unwelcome attention, to kill other creatures, but never to leave remains. And when there was not enough food, they ate each other, for they were many. They moved in the darkness, black bristling beasts, with huge humped hindquarters and long jagged incisors, their eyes pointed and yellow. They sniffed at the dank air, and a deep instinct within craved for a different scent, a scent which they did not yet know was the sweet odour of running blood, human blood. They would know it soon. They tensed as one, when their keen, long ears picked up a distant wailing, a haunting whining they had never heard before. They were still, many risen on haunches, snouts twitching, fur stiffened. They listened and were afraid, and their fear lasted for as long as the sound lasted. Silence came, and it was more frightening than the sound. Still they waited, not daring to move, barely breathing.